The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Do you know who does need to blend into the background? That's the Wiggles after their attempt at the national anthem. Like, before we
this
talk
is,
about it,
this is amazing.
Before we talk about it, let's take a listen. Wow.
Just listening to that, it's got a bit of like a, well, it has got a kids' TV show vibe, clearly, but it just sounds a bit like a lullaby. What are we trying to do? That's old representing mate, us mate, on the world old stage.
Old mate that, Red Wiggle, what a voice.
Oh, man.
he's got a rich baritone.
He could have sang it on his own.
Beautiful.
It probably would have been better if he had, to be fair.
And so they performed this before the Matildas game against USA.
Mm-hmm.
We know where it was? Was it here
it
in
was
Australia?
Here.
It was here in Australia.
Yeah, biggest home crowd that the Matildas have had in forever.
And what was the thinking behind getting the Wiggles to do it?
Who knows?
It's out of left field,
they're
right?
They're iconic, aren't they, from an Australian point of view? They are. But let's be honest here. I mean, this is representing us far beyond, on the world stage.
Yeah.
So, they've got people, soccer fans around the world watching this game. They're seeing Australia and they're seeing that lot. And hearing that monstrosity, I mean, we all know the Wiggles can sing, but my God, that was woeful. I'm sorry.
And in costume,
I'm not saying I could do any
better. In costume
as
well, in their Wiggles uniforms, it was.
It's just not appropriate for an event like that, I don't think.
Do you think that whoever organised it was thinking, well, you know what, this is women's soccer. There's lots of young kids watching, tuning in because this is inspirational.
There's nothing
sport.
Inspirational about that racket. Let's be honest, Ben. And let's point out as well that the Matildas lost 3-0.
Mm.
I mean, yes, they're the best soccer team in the world that they were playing, but also...
Well, it doesn't help when you
they scored after 24 seconds.
Oh, gosh. Because I bet the Matildas were just still in shock. They were just, like, cringing and embarrassment.
They were laughing.
Yeah.
The camera panned across the lineup of players, and they're giggling.
Yeah.
Like, this is who's representing
us. And you know what it's supposed to be? And you got to think about it. Like, you as well, as an English person, like, when you see the football or the rugby and the anthem gets played, the teams are there, like, hand on heart, tears sometimes streaming down grown men's faces singing their anthem.
It's not something to be taking the piss out of.
It gets you fired up as an athlete.
And I feel like it does take the piss out of it when you put the Wiggles on there. Yeah. I mean, it's almost like you wouldn't send a comedian out to sing that.
No.
Although
now I feel like there are no rules anymore after you had the Wiggles do it.
Well, it's not a comedy act. It's not a children's TV show. Yeah. This is a moment to be proud.
Do you know who I'd like to see?
Put your best foot forward.
I'd like to see Kath and Kim do it.
Oh, no. Can you imagine?
Well, it couldn't be any worse than the Wiggles.
Welcome on.
That'd be great.